As we speak now, his whereabouts are not known. The police who were in guarding him, the wardens and the police who were guarding him, into believing that he needed some privacy so that he's left alone with his wife. It is that time that he used the hospital window to escape from the third floor of the hospital to find his way out and escape in the abyss of the night. So that is what transpired. And all the police officers or wardens who were on duty to guard have since been placed in custody pending investigations. But this is a man with a record of unreliability. As you would imagine, it is unprecedented for a lawmaker to run away from lawful custody.
What was he being held for?
Well, I think he was held for, among others, a charge of aggravated robbery that he alleged to have committed before he became a member of parliament, during which period he was the youth chairman for the ruling party then of the Patriotic Front, the previous administration, in a particular province of the Republic of Zambia called Eastern Province. And during that period, some or many of those who had committed offenses were shielded politically if they belonged to the ruling party, and that the offenses for which they are alleged to have committed can now be prosecuted now or be brought before the courts of law to be looked at, because that time they were shielded under the veil of incumbency.
Last week, former President Edgar Lungu appealed to SADC, the African Union, the U.S., and the European Union to fight for the release of J.J. Banda from prison. What do you make of what he said, that if anything happened to or had happened to J.J. Banda, it would be the fault of your government?
I think that the statements by the former president were totally unfounded, because as the former head of state, he knows that no one is above the law. No one, literally. That is to say, only the president enjoys presidential immunity relating to issues or actions or decisions that were taken or made during the time that he or she subsisted in office as president and relating to official duties. So to now say that if anything happens, you are going to blame the government was totally uncalled for. But again, you understand our politics, that it is still a growing democracy. We have seen in the United States of America where a son to a sitting president is actively appearing before the courts of law. A former president of America is appearing before the courts of law and is found with cases to answer on various counts here and there. And it is taken to be the rule of law. So the statements by the former head of state were completely unfortunate.